This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you haven't heard, we hit it maybe 20 minutes or so ago that Miro, it looks like he is going to be back for the Stars tonight. I told you I'd think of other ones, two card shops I did not want to leave out because they were also super helpful with Peace-a-thon. Trading Card World, which is off of North Central Expressway. It's literally right across the street from our studio. Those guys are great. And if you love Pokemon, woo, that is a place to be. And then also Triple Cards. They are in Plano, Rockwall. They just opened up a new location in Deep Ellum, which might have a super cool watch party coming up. And so I just love all those places because we can trust them and because they've been so generous for Peace-a-thon.
Kevin, I forgot in my post about Paige. Paige Beckers.
On,
yeah, we got her as well, and
that's
we also
right.
had her on the show.
That's right.
The sun's shining on DFW right now. Really I didn't is. Miss any of my putts just a minute ago.
Miro's back.
Yeah. By the way, they are doing the NBA Combine right now, it looks like. Bless you.
Quick turnaround.
And Cooper Flagg blazed through the pro lane agility drill on his first attempt. It's pretty special if you want to watch that. And on top of that, he has a 35.5-inch vertical, max vertical at the Combine this morning.
Wow.
The average vertical is 30 to 35 inches. Whoa. So he is above average, if
okay.
you would like to know that. And I think you pointed out the
I didn't see who the player was, but I just my cursory research said the highest ever was 48.
All right, I'll find out who it is.
That is insane.
Keon Johnson was 48.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jericho Sims was 44.5. And, yep, there, I'm going to leave it at that.
When they say somebody can jump out of the gym.
Shane Larkin was 44.
Is that right?
Jeez Louise, dude.
I probably wouldn't have guessed
Michael
that.
Michael Jordan was 46. Mac McClung, 48 inches is what his vertical. But he's not in the NBA.
No wonder he's so good in the dunk contest. All right, so that makes a lot of sense to me. Can you go ahead, Alec, and give me cut number 19 as we puck around and find out?
And that is tripped up by Niederreiter, who takes his second penalty.
Now, do you guys want to start with Winnipeg trends or Dallas Stars trends going into this?
Let's start with the Winnipeg trends.
All right.
Because hopefully the Dallas Stars trends are really positive.
Yes, and the Winnipeg trends are really negative.
I like it.
So that's good. All right, let's go with Connor Hellebuck. He gave up 3 goals in a singular period 3 times in 63 regular season games. All right, so now you're talking about theoretically 189 different periods. It only happened 3 times. That's phenomenal. In the playoffs, he's given up 3 goals in a period 6 times in 10 playoff games.
Wow.
So he's dropped from 63 to 10 games, but it's happened twice as much. So you're seeing what some people call playoff Connor, which is not a good thing.
You kept saying that, and I was like, I'm not exactly certain I know what you're talking about.
Well,
and
look,
then the more it's come along, the more I see now.
In his series against St. Louis, Hellebuck had a 7.58 save percentage and 7.24 goals against average in 3 road games. He was pulled in all 3 of those games. Keep in mind, this is one of the finalists for the MVP. This is who people think is unquestionably the best goalie in the NHL, especially in the regular season. And so you look at what happened on Sunday, Hellebuck, 5 goals on 26 shots. That's more than he gave up in the first 2 games combined. What's the difference? Are the Stars just, did they just play that much better? Fair, maybe, but also he was on the road.
Okay.
This was the first road playoff game for Hellebuck this year where he didn't get pulled from the game. And he wasn't good. And I guess they pulled him to go empty net, but you know what I'm saying.
No. And I don't count that.
Yes.
Agreed. It was so late in that game that they were just like, whatever, man, just finish this game out. You know, like that yes. was that.
Yes.
It wasn't like that happened that early. You know, I feel like in most of those situations, it happened real early to them. This Stars game, though, what have I told you about the Stars? They wear you out by the third period. And so yes. it's not, if they jump on you in the first period, good luck, man, because you're going to get worn down by the end of that game. But that was one of the things in that game that I think that held it. I think he'll get pulled before the series is over.
Yeah, So that's another positive trend. But let's get to the wider issue for Winnipeg on the road. We mentioned this yesterday. I want to go back to it because this is incredible. Winnipeg has lost 8 straight playoff road games,
mm-hmm.
including all 4 playoff games this season, which makes sense. Because if they hadn't, then the stat that
straight,
I just threw
yeah.
out would have been complete nonsense, Alec. However, it is not complete nonsense. It is factual. Every single one of those losses was by at least 3 goals. Think about that for a minute. I get it, and I did look. There's a couple of those that included like an empty netter. I get that. But you're still looking at a legitimate multi-goal deficit and loss in their last 8 road playoff games. So if you can win this game tonight, not only will you go up 3-1 and be from a perspective of like, I feel great about this series, but Winnipeg has to look at it and be like, all right, we have to win 3 straight, including we have to guaranteed win one on the road where we have been just terrible.
Yeah, they are not good enough to do it. No. And so that's why
I kind of think that Stars
add another one tonight, Kevin. It just makes it that much more miserable for them.
Which I'm in support of.
I hope so.
Okay, that'd be weird if I wasn't. Now, Stars trends. You want positive Stars trends? Because they're the only ones I have.
Yes.
I do not have any negative Stars trends.
Good. There aren't any negative things. They're up 2-1 in the series right now, and they destroyed Colorado in the last series. Things are good, and Miro's coming back.
Would we say?
Destroyed?
They destroyed Colorado in the first series?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I'll always remember it.
Okay, that's fair. Man, especially if you go on and win the cup.
Miko got a hat trick to finish them off. Yes, I will say that he destroyed them.
Look, I have been on the other side of this, as I bet most sports fans have been. It'll be the ultimate loser talk for Colorado fans if we win the cup. If they're like, we took them to game 7. And you're like, that's great. And then we won another round and another round and another round and lifted the cup. So,
exactly.
You know what? Go figure out why some of your players disappear in the playoffs. You too, Toronto. All right. Let's start with Miko. He had a goal and 2 assists in game 3, which you probably already knew. Miko Rantanen became the first player in the Stanley Cup playoffs history with 5 three-point games in the team's first 10 outings. All right. He did it the first time in game 5 of the first round. So realistically, I know this is not how numbers work, but that means 5 times in the last 6 games.
Okay.
Miko has had 3 points or more. It had never happened. Yes. That is the proper reaction. It had never happened in playoff history in 10 games. And Miko's like, all right, I'll do it in 10 games, and I'll give up the first 4 games just to make it fun. Like, have you seen that video of that swim coach who lets all of his swimmers go out there? And he's like, that's fine. I'll give you a huge head start, and I'll still whoop your ass.
This is the reason, Kevin, that I believe he will be healthy tonight. Like, completely healthy. They waited so long.
For Miro?
Yeah, for Miro. They waited so long to do that. So that's why I believe he will be healthy and not at risk of anything, truly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a promising thing for what they're doing.
If
10 game head start.
If Miro comes back tonight, which by all indications looks like that is what's happening, then it just makes sense that he is fully healthy because of what you just brought up. Now, we talked about the road struggles for the Winnipeg Jets. For the Dallas Stars, I do believe this is the longest playoff winning streak they've ever had in this building.
Really?
So to find a longer one, you have to go back to
the longest playoff winning streak?
Yes.
Or just okay.
Playoff winning
gotcha.
Streak. Thank you. The longest playoff winning streak they've had in this building. To go further, you'd have to go back to April 12th to May 7th of 2000. when the Stars won six straight playoff home games. But if you remember, that was back when they played in Reunion Arena.
Right.
And that was also when they were in the midst of a march to the Stanley Cup.
Okay. Final. All right.
So I think this is the longest home playoff winning streak for the Stars in this building.
So what you're saying is when they have long playoff winning streaks in the playoffs, playoff winning streaks, they win the Stanley Cup. Is that what you're suggesting, Kevin?
So,
dude, here, you know what? Alec, a question was asked earlier, and I want to pause you right there, Kevin, before you do your so.
I feel like I already did that part.
Hold on, was that, did they lose that cup?
That was in 2000, okay. And they did lose that cup to the Devils. I understand your enthusiasm.
Never mind.
And if that would have been 99, I would have said, like, G.D. Wright, and then felt bad about it and had to confess.
Huh.
But, like, I would have been on board with you on that. But unfortunately, that was the final. Yeah. They lost to the Devils.
And you and your...
You're not going to play the Devils in the final this time.
No, we're not.
Play Carolina?
I just want to point out, Kevin... You never believed the Rangers could go 162-0, and guess what?
They didn't.
You believed that Cooper Flagg would, the number one overall pick would be the Mavericks, and guess what happened?
True.
So, I'm just saying.
Hey.
Maybe if you believe a little more instead of being so cynical.
No. Most of the time, you're right.
And based in realism.
And in my real life, that is a fair critique as well. However. Like the last three combo platters we've done, my sports opinion has been that the Stars win the cup. Is that lazy? Fair. But also, that's what I really think. I'm on board with this team going to take the Stanley Cup.
I bet you watch Angels in the outfield and you're like, never could happen. Never could happen. That kid said it could happen. And guess what happened? They won.
All right, quick side question. What do you think is more plausible? Angels in the outfield or Little Big League? Where that little 11-year-old gets to be the manager.
You can see Jerry saying, hey, one of the grandkids is going to be running this team. You know, like something like that.
Could you?
I don't know. Maybe not.
This is all I want to ask Jerry.
No, never mind. I think the whole group, they all know that they have a piece of it. You know, they have a piece of what they're working with.
Yeah, I'm going to try to quick hit a lot of things if we have the opportunity, especially since we ran afoul of Carter Freeman by not bringing this up yesterday. Did you see that SMU announced a home and home series in football with LSU? They'll go to Baton Rouge in 2028, and LSU will be here in 2029. Will they move that game from Ford Stadium? Don't know.
Why would they move it from Ford Stadium?
I could see how they might want a bigger capacity for that game, but who knows?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, Oregon coach Dan Lanning. Did you see how he celebrated getting a five-star recruit?
Popped a bottle of champagne.
Even better. Him and Richard Wesley, the five-star recruit in question, they celebrated by running and jumping into a pool together.
Oh, that's cool. Like a swimming pool?
Yes. What would the all...
Well, I remember, was it Hugh Jackson that said that if they didn't win a certain amount of games that he'd swim across the river or something like that? The Cleveland River that caught on fire once?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, dude, whatever, bro. That's not cool. But this guy, this is cool. Swimming pool. I would have liked it more if it was an ocean.
I want to know more. I really need to know more about where this pool is. Because it looks like it could be like a rooftop pool at like a public or like a hotel or something.
He jumped off a roof into a pool?
No, you know what that is. Stop it. But at the same time, it's not a closed area because they have like four... ladies in swimsuits out there for part of the video.
I gotta go check this video out.
But
it sounds like
I'm just like, hold on, is this at his house or is this at a hotel? When they're like, hey, we need to close off this space.
We need some models here.
You and you. Like, I really want to know
how the
okay.
Oh, they jumped in together.
You don't have to look at it right now if you don't want to. And then let's talk about the saga we've lost, Corey.
He took it.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shirt off. Why did he do I haven't seen the ladies yet.
Okay, they're there. Let's look at the saga of Austin Simmons. Austin Simmons is going to be the starting quarterback for Ole Miss. He is 19 years old, and he's going to graduate college before he starts being the quarterback at Ole Miss. And I know sometimes this throws people for a loop. Part of the reason was he got a whole bunch of high school work done and did like a whole bunch of AP stuff and everything like that and had a GPA of 5.34 when he left high school. Now, I know some people are used to the 4-point scale. I think like advanced can get you up to 5 and advanced honors or IB or whatever you want to call it can get you up to a 6.0 grade scale.
Very impressive.
All right. Are you more impressed or more concerned about his dad?
I am concerned about his dad. I think his
Todd Marinovich vibes.
Here's the question, though. Alec, is this what it takes in order to become a great athlete? Is your dad sitting there driving you every day going, I'm not sending him to school. I'm sending him to work every day. I'm out here practicing with him. He's not going to be doing these dumb things. He's going to be working hard on football at age 9. Like, is that what it takes in order to become great?
I don't know, at age 9, like that seems kind of early, but I do think at some point, yes, you do need that motivating factor because especially as like, let's say like a preteen or an early teenager, like, are they really that motivated on their own to do anything in life at that point? Because I wasn't, you know, like I didn't do chores unless I was told to. I didn't do my homework unless I was told to. I didn't go to practice some days because I didn't feel like it, you know, but then my dad stepped in and said, no, you want to be great. You're going to do this stuff or I'm going to punish you. So, yeah, I think at some point, but 9 feels a little rough.
So if you think that's rough, I got one more quote for you from his dad. David Simmons, not me. I want to make that clear. I might alter the I to he in this sentence.
No, I think you should read it as is.
He played in the Arena Football League, and he said, I don't give them time off. I don't give them any exits. We go to school on Christmas. I don't care about Christmas. I don't care about Easter. No. Okay. I don't care about none of that. We don't miss days.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. That dude sounds insane. And that's always my concern is, is that going to be burnout for the kid? Because is it really the kid's passion or is it the dad's passion? And like, go look at St. Brown. His dad was the same way. He worked his boys really hard. Now both of them are pro wide receivers.
Yeah.
So like that obviously it worked for them because they loved what dad was preaching. They were into it and everything.
I think it's the episode of Atlanta. Well, there's a couple episodes of Atlanta. that will break your brain, but the Teddy Perkins episode.
Oh my gosh.
And he's talking about great dads, and he says like Joe Jackson and Emilio Estevez's dad from Breakfast Club, who's just like on him when he gets dropped off in detention. He's like, are you done with this crap or what? We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I am super excited about this segment. We'll go back to Cooper Flagg, of course, for a few minutes, but also proper change in the 99-cent conundrum. Next on The Fan.
Picked off. Flagg on the attack. Look at the slam! And a foul! Oh, my!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Still super pumped up about the Mavericks getting the number one pick in the draft lottery. By the way, for somebody who asked earlier, that is just for the first round. They will not have the number one pick in the second round. And I continue to see people who are already worried because they think that Nico and or the Mavericks are going to mess this up. Look, I understand the track record of why that is. I'll worry about that later. Right now, you know, we're what, 16 or so, 17 hours removed from moving up the first time ever in the draft lottery. And you moved up to number one and you prevented the Spurs from getting the number one pick. Like,
I accept
nothing but happiness from me right now.
Yeah, no, I'm there's a lot of things in the DFW sports world right now that are going positively. Okay. Yes. Not just the Mavericks. And I understand that part of, he's going to screw it up. And, you know, we'll obviously have that conversation for a long time until the pick is made, I think, or we're told, hey, you know what? They have traded it. Like, then we would have that conversation all the way up until that moment. But I think our goal is for Cooper Flagg to be a Maverick for the near and far future.
Yep.
The other part to lay in there, Kevin, how do you feel about this? You could have five Finnish players in your starting lineup tonight if Miro Heiskanen's back. Let's say you put him on the line with Lindell, and then you got the three, Rope, you got Miko and Granlund. They're all finished. You got a whole finished group out there. I know they got destroyed in destroyed in the Four Nations. But
yeah, how is that? Like, I'm super pumped about that. How did they finish in last?
I don't know.
In the Four Nations?
I do not know how that happened. Whenever they were like, I guess it's because Canada and America, they're just that good, dude. You know, they're just that good at hockey.
Okay, I guess so.
They brought it.
All right, so this is a story we've wanted to talk about for like a week.
Okay.
And I know this is probably a weird day to bring it up, but I want to talk about it because, Corey, you brought this into my mind. And I think it started off with a tweet, and then it popped up on Barstool. Essentially, this guy named Steven said, I just made a purchase at a boutique clothing store in person. Total was $139.01. I paid with $200 bills. The woman gave me back $3.20.99 instead of just giving me back $61. I am furious. Insane lack of respect for my patronage.
I don't know what this guy's talking about. This is ridiculous. If I'm running a cash register and I, at the end of the night, have to count out that money, and I have a ticket or a receipt right there that says, this is how much you should have. This is how much was spent, how much you gave back. And it is short, then I'm going to owe money to whoever it was. I'm going to owe them money. And I think that if you had something that was 1 cent, you get 99 cents in return. That is how it's supposed to be. Otherwise, what are we really even doing out here? I talked to Adrian about this last night. She also worked in retail for a while. I know that's not a brag or anything. She said, you have to follow the rules. You have to follow the rules or your windows will get kicked out. Kevin,
how okay. Do you? See, I like that setup. And this might surprise you to know, I think I kind of agree with that person.
Oh,
all right, hold on. Oh. Hold on. I know.
I'm shocked.
Mr.
Right now.
Coins, Mr. Math, Mr. Boring should be on board with this. I don't think it's an insane lack of respect for that person's patronage. Like, I think that's just a stupid thing that person tagged on at the end. I do, however, if it's 1 cent, I think you should just give back the dollar.
What?
Now, I hear you.
That's ridiculous.
Hold on.
I can't believe you.
So speaking of working retail, and I hear what you're saying about, oh, there's one, every penny's got to be accounted for, but not really, right?
Called accounting.
Because when I worked in retail at multiple places, they give you a little bit of an allowance for drawer shortages or overages. It's not a lot, but 1 cent's not going to hurt you. Now, if you've been screwing up all day and you can't do basic math, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Here's the thing, though, Kevin. I did it for you. Now I have to do it for 100 customers.
Okay, that means, that's fine. That means you'll be a dollar short. You're not going to get in trouble for being
now
a dollar short.
I've done that every day for 100 customers for 1,000 days.
Okay.
That's $1,000.
Well, guess what? You're right. That's $1,000. But also, my business is booming because we have the most amazing string of customers ever if we run into this exact conundrum with 1 cent 100 times a day for 1,000 days. We're fine. The owner doesn't care. You have, like, especially at Blockbuster, you're given a little wiggle room because maybe it's not going to be perfect. But I understand your larger concern is this feels like something that I would support. And I was like, of course you give them back 99 cents. But at 1 penny, I think you just give them the dollar back from the 972. That guy is a D. Pick up a penny, hand it to the person. Wham, $61 right back at you. How about you give me 1 penny. And I do get that. I also wonder if that's what the take a penny, leave a penny, if they still have that around, is kind of for. But let's assume that's not around. If it's just 1 cent, I think you give them the dollar back. I will say it might feel arbitrary, but if it goes up to 2 cents, then I'm like, you get 98 cents.
The 469, that's why Blockbuster closed. Because they didn't have enough money. Their business was booming, but they were giving away $1,000 a year.
Okay, I do remember I counted down somebody's drawer once, and they were off by $56. And I was like, what the hell happened? And they're like, hold on, are you sure?
And I'm giving, like, a penny and change.
Yeah, and so look, I don't recall 5,600 customers rolling through that particular drawer, but yes. Okay, and see, here's the point from the 817. Where do you draw the line? 2 cents, 5 cents, 10 cents? I draw the line at 1 cent. That is my only acceptable thing. And I saw Alec, that's fine. I saw you shake your head when I said 2 cents, you get 98 cents back. If it's 1 cent, I think you should get your dollar. I can't reconcile this. I told Jess about this the other day and she looked at me and said, you? That's what you would do?
Exactly.
She was also stunned.
I just... really, at 2 cents is where you change your mind? Like, if you go up to a nickel at that point, then I'd say, sure. Okay, I understand you, like, switching stances. But literally, a penny difference is where we're going to draw the line here. I'm with Corey. Like, this is their job. They're doing the correct thing. And the last thing I want to do is anger a corporation, you know, because I want to pay my bills. You know, I want to feed myself. And if I have a family in that situation, I don't want to anger any kind of, like, billion-dollar industry, I, you know, over something so small. Because like Corey said, what if I do it, you know, let's say 50 times over the course of a year, then they're going to start saying, hey, this is a bad trend. We can't put you on the register anymore. We're going to move you back to a grocery bagger. And guess what? They make a lot less. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get demoted or anything.
Let's run an exercise then, because somebody brought up this intriguing thought from the 817.
I think you're suggesting just to give up the penny, just to get rid of it, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Ooh. Because, look.
Interesting.
It makes more. It costs more than a penny to make a penny. Why do we still have a penny? I don't know.
Very valid.
Take that mint.
All right, let's say, yeah, look, big mint is going to be fine. So you make, let's say you make $15 an hour.
Okay.
All right. That means you get paid approximately a quarter a minute.
Okay.
Okay. How long does it take you to count to 99 cents?
99 seconds.
That is too long.
One. Two,
why are you counting
three,
so slow? And not all the coins
four,
are pennies.
Five,
you don't give them six. 99 cents in pennies.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So I'm giving them 75 cents first, right?
Yes.
And then I'm throwing in a couple of dimes. That's 95 cents.
Yep.
And then 4 pennies. That's 99 cents. Yeah. Doesn't hurt to carry that around. I don't know why you're offended that I gave you that change to carry around. Now you can get gumballs out of a gumball machine. Mm. That's about it. Nobody knows what you're going to do with those
and
dimes.
And our gumball machine's still a quarter? I feel like...
Are they 50 cents
Oh,
now?
Man, I feel like they're
again,
more than a quarter
you
now.
You have 75 cents to play with. You know, the dimes, those are useless, essentially. Nobody uses dimes or nickels. We use quarters, all right? That's a fact.
All right, so how many...
But you shouldn't be offended by not getting by getting full change back.
How many seconds do you think it takes to grab, count, and give the 99 cents over? 5 seconds?
Sure.
Okay, 5 seconds. That is going to cost you 2.1 cents of labor time.
Okay.
So that means you could have just given back the penny and saved 2.1 cent in labor costs. I'm saving you money.
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com. That's MintsTeaClinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
By just giving the dollar back to that person.
Listen, you know, most of these people that work in retail have some downtime, all right?
It's fair.
Like, I worked in retail, too. I know I had plenty of downtime.
Retail is a weird thing where half of your shift, you have to do busy work, and the other half, there's way too many customers for the amount of people you have.
It's restaurant business, too. That's a restaurant business. Like, there's, so weird. There's an hour and a half where you just packed. Yeah. Maybe at nighttime it's a little bit longer, but there's an hour and a half where you're just packed, and the rest of the time you're just kind of cleaning up to make sure or keeping the walls standing by leaning up against them.
For the 214, I'm ashamed of you, Kevin. For the 972, I'm also ashamed of you, but I still love you.
The 469, the guy that was offended must have been an Astros fan.
Ooh. And then somebody said from the 469, a buddy of mine got fired over his till being 4 cents under. That is insane.
I think there was another reason he was about to get fired.
Okay.
I mean, I would think that.
At the very least, they should give you the option to drop 4 pennies in there.
Absolutely.
Or even a nickel in there. That should be, they're like, all right, Joe, you can keep your job, but you're 78 cents short. So if you want to put that in the till, you can keep your job. If not, you're effing fired.
I have it in my pocket right now. And they're like, see, you were stealing from us. And you're like, no, this was just, I just brought this to work.
From the 817, the customer should carry change all the time. I will admit, even when I'm paying for things in cash, I do not carry change all of the time.
The 469, I changed my mind for some reason. I envisioned 99 pennies when you said it.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like Corey, that guy is a jerk. If he didn't have a penny, take his change. Yeah, and get going.
From the 254, now we're looking at it from the other perspective. I ordered breakfast at McDonald's. They owed me 2 cents. Lady gave me my stuff and not my money, so I waited and waited. And finally, I tapped on the window, and she said, can I help you? And I said, you owe me 2 cents. Oh, now it's a guy. And it said, really? For 2 cents? I said, yeah, that's what owed to me. Imagine if that's what McDonald's exactly. does every single time.
Yeah, what if I didn't give you your change back? What if I didn't give you your change
yeah,
back?
Yeah, and that's why I'm taking change from this multinational conglomeration that you're rooting for. I want that penny to go into the every person's pocket.
Unlike Alec, I don't care about the multi something conglomerate. I'm thinking about the little man, you know, mm-hmm. the mom and pop stores out there mm-hmm. that are working hard to keep your customer service. Mm-hmm. They're working hard for you. And here you are getting mad at them for not giving a penny back when they're just barely be able to scrape by. You know, they got all these tariffs they got to deal with right now. Actually, that tariffs the situations. Anyway, somebody did point out that for 75 cents, you can get protection in the bathroom. So that's useful for 75 cents.
And also, is that still the price? Feels like that would have gone up.
Yeah, I feel like.
Well,
I had a buddy once tell me you could steal them from the store because it's population restriction or something. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, it's okay to steal condoms from the store.
You're going
to
call up your girl and it's like, hey, I just stole a bunch of condoms. Now we can have sex. Don't. Well, shoot.
Show me your meat.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Thank you for engaging in that conversation, because I feel like that conversation could go on for like 20 more minutes. I realize how dumb this sounds from the 304. I don't even know where that is. As a change collector, I hate it when they give me a dollar back instead of 99 cents. You just made a cent, but they're a change collector, so they're upset.
I want things to be accurate.
I get that. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, the 10 rookies, including a cowboy, in the best situation to succeed in year one and beyond. Next on The Fan.
Milroe, a little bit of pressure, and then he takes off running. They had a spy on him. He got put on his back, and Milroe takes it to midfield.
Tyler Booker, 52, right here. He's going to find the spy, Jonathan Butler, and go, hey, what are you doing right here? Hey, kid, sit down.
KNC Masterpiece. I really like that. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
Now, the reason I wanted to play that cut is...
It's funny.
It is funny. I agree. But NFL.com put out their list of 10 rookies in the best situation to succeed in year one and beyond. So not necessarily just like the best rookies is how are they going to fit. So number one on the list, who do you think the number one player that just got drafted best position to excel? Or situation?
Best situation to excel. I think Ashton Jeanty has a really good situation.
Okay. All right. That's really interesting.
Because he's good mostly.
Yeah, that is true. That's interesting because number one is Abdul Carter, but number two on this list is Amarion Hampton.
Okay.
With the Chargers. Now, obviously this is somebody that we talked a lot about leading up to the draft, but the Chargers last year were 24th in rushing attempts and 25th in rushing yards.
Okay.
Going back to 2023, and then it improved quite a bit under Harbaugh. So the thought is, like, can it take another step forward? So it goes Abdul Carter, Amarion Hampton, Jahdae Barron with the Broncos. But at number four, Tyler Booker with the Cowboys. The Cowboys have a history of finding elite offensive linemen in the draft, including Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, Tyler Smith. Obviously, you go back to Travis Frederick as well. Now they've added a pro-ready guard. He's tough, nasty, and a technical building block for Dallas's front.
Yeah, I think also being next to Cooper Beebe, who has a year under his belt at center. I know we have thoughts on Terrence Steele. Terrence Steele's been with them for a while now.
Right.
And then Tyler being the leader of that group. And Booker obviously desires to be a leader, so that's another quality thing there. But yeah, I think this is a good place for him. We're all excited about the potential of the player and the fact the dude showed up at a Stars game and was sitting next to the glass and already pounding on the glass like that. He's endearing himself to the city. Smart move.
Do you guys care whatsoever about the Bill Belichick interview with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America on Friday?
Is this the one that started? Is this the one that, like, we're not talking about this, or was that completely different?
No, this is a new one. So no, they're going to try again. All right.
We haven't talked about it much because it just hasn't been on my radar. I know it's on a lot of people's radar, especially the New England folk. But when this line of he might not even coach week one because things are getting so chaotic there, that's interesting. Now that's starting to get interesting to me.
There was one thing that caught my attention about this. This actual betting line that actually exists. The question. I swear this is a real thing I got. What will be wider? The gap between Michael Strahan's teeth or the tear slash rip in Bill Belichick's shirt?
The shirt.
For this interview.
Come on. That's ridiculous. Why did you ask that?
Because if you think that Bill Belichick will have not a ripped shirt on, 7-1 on your money that it'll be the straight gap.
This is an actual bet.
Yeah. Guess what? I can go on and on. Will be the color of Belichick's tie. So he's going to be wearing a tie but have a ripped shirt? What?
This is ridiculous, dude. This is ridiculous.
Oh, take the over on this. How many questions will Strahan ask Belichick about his girlfriend? 1.5? Why are we doing this interview? I don't give a crap about your book. I want to talk about how you're a weirdo who's dating his granddaughter. All right, let's go from that. That probably went further than I thought it would. Let's go from that to I have more scheduling updates for you. The Chiefs are going to host the Broncos on Christmas night in Kansas City. The Eagles and Commanders will play in week 16 as part of a doubleheader along with the Packers and the Bears. And then the Eagles are going to host the Bears for the Black Friday game.
Okay, that's a good game. That'll be a very good game, honestly.
Now, a lot of stuff coming about the Eagles because they're also going to play the Packers on Monday night in week 10. This is interesting. Remember I told you how like everyone gets to do their own presentation? So they presented the international games this morning. I can go through them all if you want, or I can point out this wrinkle in the schedule. Week 4, Steelers against the Vikings in Ireland. Week 5, Browns versus the Vikings in London. So the Vikings are going to play back-to-back international games going from Ireland to London. I'm not saying it would have been easy, but like I imagine it would have been significantly easier if you just had both of those games in London.
One game.
Yeah, or in both in Ireland. Or
I wonder what travel is going to be like there. Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they staying in London or Ireland the whole time? And then they're like, all right, now we'll move on to London. I'm interested in this.
See, that's a good question.
It's cool to get to travel. I think it's cool to get to travel.
I agree.
But work travel is always different.
I wonder if you're in the middle of healing up your body and also now you have to go to another different part of the world. You're like, hey, that's not my favorite.
Uncertainty about your meals, uncertainty about pretty much everything that's going on.
So London is going to be the base for the NFL weeks 5, 6, and 7.
Okay.
So there's going to be a London game in week 5, Browns versus the Vikings. Ooh. Week 6, Jets versus the Broncos. Okay. And week 7, Jags versus the Rams.
Hold on, are you suggesting that Jets and Broncos isn't going to be a barn burner?
These are the 3 games London gets. Browns versus the Vikings, Jets versus the Broncos, and Jags versus the Rams. It feels like they're like, why get one middle finger when you can get 3?
The NFL said, we're sending the teams that need it. We're sending the teams that need to be sent.
Yeah. Well, they give a crap about Brazil because Brazil gets the Chargers and the Chiefs.
Okay, teams like the Cowboys are powerful, and they're like, we don't want to do that. And the NFL goes, thumbs up, buddies.
And I think what the Cowboys' big deal is they're like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll do it, but I'll never sacrifice a home game
right?
for it. And they're like, that's the deal. Everybody has to do it. And they're like, no.
Then we won't do it.
Yeah, which is, that feels like an unreasonable amount of power to have to just be like, no, I'm not doing that. Have you ever been in an argument where you like give an ultimatum and they're like, no, I'm not doing that. And you're like, but that's no ultimatum. And you're like, okay, well, do what you got to do.
I've loved whenever the wife has said, do you want to do this? And I don't want to do it. And I've said, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And she goes, that's fine. That's the best. But not an ultimatum like that.
Okay.
Only whenever you try to give me your crappy hypotheticals that are going to put me in a bad situation. You're like, you got to do it. I'm like, no, I don't. Yes, you do.
Is this an underwhelming announcement from Peacock? Peacock announced they have an exclusive Week 17 NFL primetime game. Are you ready? Are you excited?
Exclusive?
Exclusive.
NFL primetime game. What day?
On Saturday, December 27th.
Okay, so this is a good day for a football game.
Maybe.
December 27th?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, let's say, let's roll out the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
And what AFC team do you want to roll out there from the West Coast?
Ooh. Like,
Seattle. Let's roll Washington and Seattle.
AFC, okay.
I decided Seattle, Kevin, at the end of the day.
Either way, your answer could be correct. I don't know. Because part of their announcement, they said the specific matchup will be selected from a pool of key NFL Week 17 Saturday matchups closer to the date.
They don't have a clue?
They're like, hey, we'll tell you.
It's on the way.
In October.
Yeah, I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah, me too, Bruce. This is like whenever you get that email or whatever. Hey, it's out for delivery. And you're like, but when's it going to be here? And they're like, it's out for delivery.
Yeah.
It could be 10 o'clock tonight. And you're like, okay. And then it gets around 10 o'clock and you're like, what's happening? It's like, it'll be here tomorrow. But you said it was out for delivery.
Yeah. And you like didn't even need it to get delivered that day. But once it was said it would be delivered, now you're like, it's the end of the world. How am I going to have a rubber band fight tonight without all these rubber bands? I don't know. Or whatever you're ordering.
I think rubber bands are a blast.
All right. Jaden Blue signed his 4-year contract with the Dallas Cowboys. Deal is worth $4.627 million with a signing bonus of $427,000.
Congratulations, man.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine if you get real production out of him for that price?
Then I think this team has the capability of being really good.
It'd be awesome.
I really, really do. All right, let's go from that to JOK. For the Browns, I know kind of this was the thought going into it, but JOK is going to miss the entirety of the 2025 season back to an injury that he suffered toward the end of the 2024 season. One more quick thing to throw out there for you when we're talking about some of these matchups. Which team do you think has the most losing seasons in the last 10 years? NFL team.
Most losing seasons in the last 10 years. Jags feel like.
The Jags, they are not at the top of the list.
Okay. Cardinals?
Ooh, they only have 6, which I know is a lot, but that is not at the top of the list.
The Raiders?
Oh, hating on the Raiders. They have had 7. Not at the top of the list. There are 4 teams that have had more losing seasons than them. They suck now, too, if it helps.
Cleveland?
Panthers.
Cleveland and the Panthers are both tied for 2nd with 8 losing seasons in the last 10 years. They're tied with the Jets? New York Giants.
Giants.
The New York Jets, however, are the leader in the clubhouse with 9. They have had 9 losing seasons in their last 10 years. Here's a weird little factoid. You know San Francisco's had 6 losing seasons in their last 10 years?
Really?
And Dallas has had 3.
So when they're good, they're really good.
Yes.
And when they're bad, they
stink.
Which
is the way that the Giants did it a couple decades ago. They're like, we'll be terrible or win the Super Bowl.
The Cowboys are just like, we're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, we're around the room.
We're not going to.
Why didn't they say near the goal line? We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, is this what Mavs fans deserve after the Luka trade? Are you mad to see this team's management rewarded? We'll do it next right here in The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.